The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David De Keyser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
I'll be all right.
Mum, it's me. Yeah, I'm at the hospital. No, don't panic. I'm only in casualty. I fell and I hurt my arm. I was coming out the fruit shop. I tripped and I went flying. Some idiot riding a bike on the pavement. So I won't be up tonight. No, don't worry, I'll be fine. I've had it x-rayed. I'm just waiting to see the doctor. Well, it's pretty sore, but I'll be...
Ow!
No, don't worry, Mum. I'll be fine. OK, bye.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Right, Miss Jacobs, what do we have here?
Rabbi.
Sorry?
Rabbi.
Where?
Here, me. It's Rabbi Jacobs.
Oh, beg your pardon, Rabbi.
Oh, I prefer Sue, if it's easier.
Okay, Sue. It's the, right arm, is it?
Yeah, got it in one.
Right, let's take a look.
Oh.
I didn't know there were lady rabbis.
I'm from the Reform Synagogue. We do things in a very radical way, you know, like have services in English and acknowledge that women can do more than make tea.
Well, I don't think you'll be making much tea with this arm for a while. Oh, sorry you've had to wait, by the way.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it's just that I have to say it now. Customer care charter.
Oh, all right, don't worry. I should be seeing my mother. Compared to that, 2 hours in a hospital waiting room is a picnic.
I know the feeling. I thought my parents would be pleased when I qualified as a doctor. Now they want to know why I'm not doing brain surgery instead of sitting here in patch-up. no offence. Is that...
Ow!
Yeah, I thought it might be. Can you wiggle your fingers?
Ow! No, not really.
Yes, there's a slight fracture of the ulna. We'll put it in a cast for 4 weeks and then come back and we'll see how it's getting on.
Right.
Oh! Here you are! What have you done to your arm? Let me take a look at it.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Excuse me, this is supposed to be private.
Young man, you're telling me I can't see my own daughter? Let me see.
Ow, I've got a fracture of the ulna.
Ulna schmulna, what about your arm?
It is my arm.
Please, you really must wait outside.
Now look, I am her mother. I think I know what's best for her. Are you the doctor?
Yes, madam, I am the doctor.
You married?
Well, no, but...
My daughter Sue, isn't she a lovely girl? Between you and me, a bit fussy on the boyfriend's side. I keep telling her...
Mother, please, will you wait outside and let the doctor finish off with me? I mean, make sure he's satisfied. Oh, Mum, just go.
Oh, of course, darling. I'll be in the waiting room. Never let it be said I don't know when a young couple want a little bit of privacy.
I tell you, Melvin, people just don't care anymore. I met Frank Tobias outside the supermarket yesterday, doing his weekly shopping.
Yeah, one loaf of bread and 200 cigarettes named Frank, but take you on.
Not just bread and cigarettes, but there, right on top, as bold as brass, a packet of bacon.
Well, Rabbi, people are a bit more relaxed now, don't they?
Relaxed? He didn't even make any attempt to hide it from me. His own rabbi.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't eat it on the Sabbath.
He's not supposed to eat it at all. And he's still in our congregation. Heaven knows what the people in the Reform are like. They'd probably serve pork chops at a bar mitzvah.
Well, no danger of that at the bar mitzvah next week. That'll be a nice, orthodox, kosher affair.
Thank God for that.
Morning, Melvin.
Morning, Mrs. Fine.
Thank God for what, Abraham?
The bar mitzvah next week. Maurice Taylor's boy. How long is it since we had a bar mitzvah in the place?
Oh, it's quite a while. Not many around here these days.
Especially not with three rabbis at the reception.
Three rabbis?
There's you.
That's one.
Sue Jacobs.
That's still one.
Well, in that case, you won't be counting this American chap who's coming over. Friend of Sue's. An ultra-progressive, apparently.
Ultra-progressive?
Sue says some of his ideas are a bit much even for her.
No, Sue says, does she? We seem to get an awful lot in this house these days of what Sue says.
Well, I can't help it if I meet her sometimes. She's not so bad, you know. Okay, we're the Orthodox synagogue. She's the Reform. But aren't we supposed to love all our fellow men and women?
But I hate what she stands for. Until she came along, this was a perfectly nice little area with one synagogue, Hillfield Orthodox, and one rabbi, me. Now there's two rabbis. Three rabbis.
What, muscling in a new patch, you mean?
In a sense, yes.
Oh, come on, Rabbi. You make it sound like gang warfare or something. The way you talk, we'd probably find a bunch of reformed rabbis in the foundation of the Brent Cross flyover.
It's no laughing matter, Melvin.
I'm sorry. I know, I'm sorry.
She's here, Abraham, and so is the reform. Accept it. No one should be afraid of a little competition.
I am afraid of nobody.
Well, stop complaining every time her name's mentioned, then. Oh, you and Anne looking forward to your cruise, Melvin?
Oh, yes. First decent holiday we've had for years. Tangiers, Sorrento, Sardinia.
Oh, lovely.
Have you ordered kosher food on the ship?
Oh, no, no.
And are there synagogues in Tangiers, Sorrento and Sardinia?
Not as far as I know.
So there we are, you see, Melvin. My own chairman, and you're just as bad as everyone else.
Rabbi, it's a holiday.
You're never on holiday from being a Jew.
Yeah, I know.
I'm disappointed in you, Melvin. There's only one place a Jew should go on holiday. Mix with your own people. Kosher hotels.
Well, we didn't fancy Israel this time.
Israel? I'm talking about Bournemouth.
Okay, Sue, that just leaves the monthly income figures for us to have a look at.
Actually, Brian, can we save them for next week?
Oh, I suppose so.
It's just Colin will be here any minute, and, well, we've got a lot to catch up on.
Oh, I see. Memories, nights of rapture, where did our love go?
No, nothing like that. We're just good friends.
Where have I heard that before?
Come in.
Hi, a stranger.
Colin, oh, great to see you again.
Great to see you, Sue.
Mm. Oh, mind the arm.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you haven't changed a bit.
Well, I should hope not. It's only been a couple of years. Coffee?
Oh, no offense, but the way you English make coffee, I'll stick to mineral water. But what happened to your arm?
Well, you know the joy of sex.
Yeah.
There's a misprint on page 212. No, I fell when I was out shopping. Oh, this is my chairman, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Good to see you.
Hi there.
You know, this lady was star student in our graduation class at Rabbinical College.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, I don't know about being a star.
Distinction in accountancy for synagogues, synagogue management, information technology.
You never told me this.
And a pass on religious knowledge, if I recall.
Oh, there's no end to her talents.
Oh, please.
So, how you doing since you've been back in England?
Great. We've got a nice little congregation going here. Membership pretty full. Good services. How about you?
Well, if you remember, Sue, I was never quite as much of a traditionalist as you are.
What? I can think of one or two people around here who don't exactly call Sue a traditionalist.
Well, I mean, all that stuff about congregations and services, in all honesty, who needs it?
You don't have services?
Well, mainly on email. Log on when you can. Input your prayer statement, file it on our main disk, gives you a permanent, accessible record of your user deity interface.
Right. Well, we'll bear it in mind, but I still prefer getting everyone together now and again.
Oh, we get together sometimes. Yom Kippur?
Oh, well, of course, Yom Kippur.
Yeah, we usually make it a barbecue.
What? You don't fast on Yom Kippur?
Well, in the ultra-progressives, we see fasting as more of a symbolic thing. You forgo one type of food. That type then stands for all food in your personal prayer statement.
Uh-huh.
Me, for instance. I give up donuts.
Oh, well, for you, that is quite a sacrifice.
Oh, it sure is. Last Yom Kippur, during coffee break, someone offered me a jelly donut. And I won't pretend I wasn't tempted. But I held firm.
Oh, well done, you.
Well, as rabbi, I think you have to set an example. Mm. Now, all this talk of food's making me hungry. How about I take you two out for dinner?
Yeah. Oh, Simone will have mine waiting for me at home, thanks.
Sue?
Well, Colin, it's a bit embarrassing, but since I did my arm, my mum's moved in. I think it's fish fingers with jelly and ice cream tonight. But tomorrow I'll tell her to take a day off.
Tomorrow it is. Why don't you and Simone come with us, Brian?
I'll ask her.
Give me a call in the morning.
Okay. See you.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
You know, I really think those two are starting to get along. Not long ago, he'd have jumped at the chance of skipping dinner at home.
Family meals are important. My father always insisted we were all at home for one main meal of the week.
Quite right.
The whole family gathered round the phone as Mom lovingly dialed for a takeout. Oh, those were the days.
There we are, Bubbler. Fish fingers and chips. I've cut the fish fingers up for you.
Thanks, Mum. Just because I fractured my arm doesn't mean I'm completely incapable.
Oh, no, dear. I'm only trying to be helpful.
So, what have you been up to all day?
Oh, nothing much. Oh, I watered the plants.
Not the cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they hardly need any water. You can kill things with kindness, you know.
Well, coming from the desert, I thought they'd be glad of a drop of water.
They're built to withstand difficult conditions.
God, I am. What's that, dear?
Nothing. What is this music?
Oh, I thought you'd like a bit of Yiddish music.
100 years ago, Jews started leaving Eastern Europe in their thousands. And do you know why?
Because they were being persecuted, dear.
Yeah, and also to get away from strange men with curls in their hair with violins.
Oh, you shouldn't be speaking like that. It's your heritage.
I know, but we can move on as well. Every year, the Hannah Rosenthal Centre has a film night, and every year it is Fiddler on the Roof.
I enjoy Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, please, a song, some schmaltz and a pogrom.
Well, if you don't like it...
While we are in my flat, I think we'll have something a bit modern, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, how is your friend from America?
Colin? Yeah, he's fine.
Is he?
Now, before you ask, no, he is not married. And no, we're just friends. He's really not my type for anything more.
Oh, well, perhaps there'll be a nice young man at the bar mitzvah at the weekend.
Mum, will you do me one favour?
What's that, dear?
If there's a man I like at the bar mitzvah,
yeah,
I'll find him. Oh, don't go round introducing me to every deadbeat, unattached male within a 5-mile radius, please.
No, right, well, whatever you like, dear. Now then, jelly and custard. It's strawberry, your favourite.
How much is this one?
£15, sir. Look lovely on the bathroom wall, that will.
15? I don't think so.
What's this, Brian? You taking up art collection?
Hi, Melvin. What brings you down here?
Why not? The time-honoured tradition of the car boot sale. I quite like that painting, actually.
Oh, now, £15, it's not worth it.
You don't reckon?
Yeah, come on, mate. Who asked you?
A lovely watercolour, that is, sir. Well, I'll think about it. So how's things with you?
Oh, not bad. Mind you, poor old Sue's in the wards.
Fractured her arm.
Oh, dear. How'd she do that?
Tripped over when she was out shopping. The trouble is she's in a foul mood most of the time because her mother's insisted on moving in.
Oh, lovely.
And with this big bar mitzvah at the weekend. And a friend of hers is over from America.
Tell you what, mate. £10. I can't say fairer than that. The materials alone cost more.
You won't stay in business very long, will you? I'm still thinking about it.
You ought to meet this Colin bloke. Ultra-progressive rabbi.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Fine mentioned him.
He reckons services are old hat. And on Yom Kippur, he has a 3-course lunch instead of 4.
Sounds like Rabbi Fine would love him.
Well, he might get a chance to meet him. Sue's wangled Colin an invite to the bar mitzvah.
Well, that'll set Rabbi Fine's mood off a treat. He's so grouchy these days.
Oh, yeah. So, you all set for the big bar mitzvah, then?
Yeah, I suppose so. You?
Well, obviously I won't be at the actual service, given that that's at your august establishment. But the party should be a good do.
Yeah, well, Morris and Eva won't let us down.
Not for their boys' bar mitzvah.
Anyway, I think I'd better make a move.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, see you at the do.
Yeah, bye, Brian.
Oh, come on, gents. It's getting cold and I want to go home. A fiver. £4.50?
Here we go. Please be seated, ma'am.
Thanks.
I had a meal here last night. It wasn't bad. Portion's a bit on the small side, but hey, welcome to England.
One should always leave the table feeling one could eat a little more.
Only if I hear the fire bell, buddy. Even then, I'll come back and have it char-grilled.
Honestly, American. Now here, have a look at the menu. You do realize the principle is to choose something from it, not have the whole lot.
Don't worry, honey. Me and menus are like America and Britain. We have a special relationship.
So what do you think of Hillfield?
Yeah, I'm surprised you settled in a neighborhood like this.
Well, I like it.
But it's so suburban. You belong somewhere livelier.
This is the sort of area where I was brought up. I quite like a place where an old lady's hat blowing off passes for public entertainment.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Who is this Rabbi Fine that I keep hearing about?
Ah, well, you're a typical Orthodox rabbi, really. Mm. Everything by the book, the same as it's been for thousands of years.
Yeah, they're ocean liners, these guys. Their days have gone.
I respect his beliefs, of course, same as I'd respect anyone's.
Yeah, I find it hard to respect anyone who stands in the way of progress. In the ultra-progressives, for instance, some of us are starting to question the need for rabbis at all.
There's plenty of Jews would agree with you there. But you'd be out of a job, wouldn't you? What do you do?
Well, if the bottom ever does fall out of the rabbi market, I've always fancied running a restaurant.
No surprise there.
Talking of which, shall we order?
Yeah, okay.
Morning, Mrs. Fine.
Morning, Michael.
Oh, Rabbi Fine, this is a rare honour.
My dear wife insists I come shopping with her now and again so I can see how much the price has gone up.
And your prices do go up, don't they, Michael?
What I say is, when one price goes up, then relatively everything else is cheaper, so actually you're getting a bargain.
That's good Yiddish logic for you.
Here you are, Michael. I've made you out a list.
There you are, Mrs. Fine, and we'll see if the rabbi can guess where it all comes from.
Morning. Good morning. Excuse me, but did I hear the assistant say Rabbi and Mrs. Fine?
Sister.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I've heard so much about you both.
Oh, yes?
Yes, from my daughter, Sue Jacobs, the rabbi at Hillfield Reform.
Ah, well, nice to meet you, Mrs. Jacobs.
Oh, no, please, please call me Lavinia. Morning, Rabbi Fine.
Good morning.
Sue speaks very highly of you both. I know you're from the other side, as it were, but I'm sure that wouldn't stop you recognising how well she's done. Yes, I'm very proud of her, as you can imagine. Don't you think she's doing very well, Rabbi?
She's made her presence felt, yes.
I expect you're glad to have her here. Takes some of the weight off your shoulders, doesn't it?
I could probably just about cope without her, Mrs. Jacobs.
How is Susan?
Oh, thank you for asking. Coming along nicely. Do you have the plaster on for a week or two, yes?
Abraham and I were very sorry to hear about her accident, weren't we, Abraham?
Devastated.
But she hasn't let it stop her from getting on with her work. She's very dedicated.
You really should advise her to rest, Mrs. Jacobs. A good, long rest.
Oh, I've been telling her, but she won't listen.
These accidents take a lot out of a person. She should stay away for weeks, maybe months.
Oh, I don't think she'd agree to that.
Well, I'm sure Sue and Mrs. Jacobs between them will do what's best.
Oh, we will. We will. Tell me, will you be at the bar mitzvah at the weekend?
Oh, yes, we'll be there.
It is actually in our synagogue. You know, the Orthodox synagogue.
Oh, well, you'll excuse me if I go to Sue's synagogue. Family loyalty and all that. But I'll see you at the reception.
Yes, well, the three of us could stand here chatting all day. But I expect Michael's got my little order ready by now.
Yes, here we are, Mrs. Fine. Now, 717, please. Thank you. And 10. Goodbye, Mrs. Fine. Goodbye, Rabbi.
Bye, Michael. Bye, Lavinia. Goodbye. See you at the weekend.
Yes, looking forward to seeing you both.
Oh, hi, Brian. Well, they put on a good do, eh?
Oh, the tailors wouldn't do anything else. Well, you're not overdoing the drink, I hope.
No. Anne and I are restraining ourselves. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you're off on your cruise.
All packed. Yep, packed, ready to go. Passports, tickets, suntan lotion.
Oh, lucky sod.
I'm looking forward to it. It's our first proper holiday for ages.
I could just see you round that pool with your swimming trunks and shades, you old bro. Wowing the ladies.
I don't know about that, but I might manage to wow Anne once or twice with a bit of luck.
I should say so.
You know, Rabbi Fine's still got the grumps about me going.
Oh, he's just jealous. Oh. Then you'll pray twice as hard when you get back.
Yeah, God created the sea, didn't he?
Fourth day, wasn't it?
Oh, something like that. As far as I'm concerned, he must have meant us to go for luxury cruises on it.
Absolutely. Anyway, I better get back to Simone. She'll be wondering where a pina colada is.
Oh, yes. I must pop to the gents, actually.
Oh, there was a hell of a queue and I was there a minute ago. Oh. Anyway, have a great holiday. Yeah. See you.
Bye, Brian.
Oh, take it easy, Abraham. Not too much whiskey.
It's only my second glass.
You know what you're like? You get flushed if I put too many raisins in the strudel.
Oh, a little bit of an exaggeration.
Well, don't have too much. That's all I'm saying. You get argumentative if you have too much to drink.
I do not.
There you are. You're at it already.
I'm not arguing. I'm denying I get argumentative. That's a totally different thing.
Doesn't sound very different to me.
But, Sadie, if denying I'm argumentative is, by your definition, argumentative, how can I deny I'm argumentative?
Just don't argue with me.
Isn't that so-called rabbi fellow over there, the one from the barely Jewish at all synagogue or whatever it's called?
The ultra progressive.
I wouldn't mind asking him a question or two, but I don't know if I even want to dignify his position by discussing it with him.
Maybe it's better to leave it.
Maybe it is. And yet, who does he think he is? Swanning around claiming to be a rabbi and filling people's heads with all sorts of nonsense.
Abraham, it's a bar mitzvah party. A nice, orthodox bar mitzvah party. Enjoy yourself. Live and let live.
He's not too progressive to come to an orthodox bar mitzvah, I notice. Not too modern to have double helpings of the entire buffet. Nothing's too orthodox for him where food's concerned.
He has got a good appetite, hasn't he?
I've seen a lion get stuck into a gazelle on one of those David Attenborough programs with more decorum.
You shouldn't let it bother you.
I'm going over to speak to him.
Oh, Abraham, don't make a fuss. Wait a minute.
Enjoying yourself, dear?
Yes, it's not bad, is it?
Oh, can I get you something from the booth, Annie?
Let me make a plate up for you.
Actually, Mum, it is a bit tricky with this arm.
No, you go and sit down. I'll bring it over.
All right.
Young man? Young man, what are these vol au vent?
Chicken, madam.
Oh, and these?
Mushroom.
Sue, which vol au vent do you want, chicken or mushroom?
Mushroom, please.
They're both very nice, madam.
Did you make
them? No, I'm the catering manager.
Oh, yes. So pretty senior, are you?
Well, I run the whole catering operation. Oh. I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning. It was a bit of a rush, but we pretty much got everything ready.
And what does your wife think of you working such long hours?
I'm not married.
Have you met my daughter? Sue, come here quickly for a moment. Come
on.
There's a gentleman here would like to meet you.
Oh, hello.
This is my daughter, Sue. And this is...
Paul. Hi there.
Hi. Well, I'll leave you two to have a chat. Oh, here's your vol au vent, dear.
Thanks.
So, what have you done to your arm?
Oh, I had a fall. Some idiot riding his bike along the pavement.
Oh, dear.
I was just coming out the fruit shop. And fruit's supposed to be healthy as well.
Still, your mum's looking after you.
Oh, you notice. She means well. Gets a little overprotective at times.
Mind you, one mushroom vol au vent won't go far. Here. Let me get you something else.
Oh, that would be nice of you. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure, Sue. I recommend the salami. Hmm? And here, try a little bit of this. Oh, I made it myself.
Delicious.
So, this is our visitor from America, Mr.
Johnson, Colin Johnson. And it's Rabbi, actually. Not that I want to make a big deal of it.
Oh, don't you? Not much of a big deal being a rabbi, is it?
Well, when is he?
You're sort of a rabbi. I tend to agree with you.
Would you be Rabbi Fine by any chance?
Indeed. Rabbi Fine, Hillfield Orthodox Synagogue, following many years of study at the leading yeshiva and Jewish scholarship center.
Well, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
And accepted as such by the principal rabbinical authority of Great Britain.
I'm sure you are.
So, tell me, where did you do your studies?
Well, since you ask, I graduated from the Bob Rabinowitz School of Synagogue Management.
Oh, did you?
It's one of the most respected Jewish study colleges in all of Iowa. It's been going since 1983.
Oh, well, that's me told, isn't it? I mean, where does the oldest yeshiva in Britain stand compared to someone that's been in Idaho since 1983?
Iowa, Idaho. Rabbi Fine, I don't question your qualifications, and I thank you not to question mine. Huh? I really don't want to talk about it.
Oh, don't you? Well, you just listen to me. No, don't walk away while I'm talking.
We meet again, Melvin.
Oh, it looks like Rabbi Fine and Colin having a bit of a Barney.
Yeah.
You all right?
You're not going to believe this, Brian. I just thrown up in the gents' saloon.
Oh, no.
Oh, and there was someone in the next one doing exactly the same thing.
But one or two people a bit peaky when I was in there.
Oh.
Hope there's not something going round.
My God, those two are still going at it
over there.
Looking for the easy way out. You cannot just pick and choose which bits appeal to you. To put it in terms you'll understand, Judaism is a set meal, not a buffet. You ultra, whatever you call yourselves, are harming the Jewish people.
Rabbi Fine, I resent that. May God strike me down if I'm harming the Jewish people.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Oh, how are you feeling today, Mum? Dreadful. 2 days and still I haven't eaten a thing.
Oh, no.
The doctor says I could be in here for a week.
Really?
Oh, I've had some undignified medical treatment in my time, but I never realized
That was where they stuck a stomach pump.
Well, they've traced it to the chicken vol-au-vent.
Oh.
Chicken not fully cooked, apparently.
Please, I don't want to know.
Colin hasn't eaten since it's happened either. Last he's learning that fasting isn't just about giving up donuts.
Oh, please don't mention.
Poor Melvin Livingston was one of the worst. He had to miss his cruise.
Oh, I'm sorry for him.
Oh, and even the little Bermidsford boy had to have his stomach pumped. That was one present he didn't expect.
Oh, the caterers. And to think I introduced you to that man. You know, he seemed so nice.
Well, I thought so as well.
Don't you ever so much as go near him again. He's a danger to life and limb.
Mum, Paul had too much to do. He was under pressure. He couldn't check everything.
Sue, several members of your congregation, your friend from America, and your mother are in here. Now, how do you think it's going to go down if you go out with that man? You might as well date Crippin.
I suppose so.
Now, have you seen the doctor in here?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he's Jewish, divorced, a little bit old maybe. But you're also not as young as you used to be.
Yes, Mother, thank you. You're feeling better, obviously.
I was having a chat with him yesterday while he was doing my gastroscopic probe. It was a very nice chap. I'm sure you'd like him. Oh. Look, let me call him over.
No,
look, he's over there. Look.
That was part one of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Dorian Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Sheila Stiefel featured as Sue's mum, Eric Myers as Colin, and Christopher Rowe as the Doctor and Paul. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the programme produced by John Forsyth-Wilson.